Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sci on the World, I'm John Batchelor, and I have Richard Epstein with me of the Hoover Institution. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. And over the years, Richard has spoken to me of the administrative state. That is a way of talking about the executive branch. And in this case, 1935, Humphrey's executor versus U.S. The Supreme Court ruled that Congress could shield the heads of executive agencies imbued with, quote, quasi-legislative and quasi-judicial powers from removal at will by the chief executive. What this comes to now is a case to be argued within hours, on the 7th of November, before the court orally. Axon versus Federal Trade Commission. The defendants are subject to agency proceedings that are jury, judge, and executioner. And they're arguing this before the conclusion of the proceedings themselves. Richard, what is the struggle here with the administrative state?
Well, there's two struggles, and Humphrey's executor only hits it a bit of it. There is no question that in the United States, since that case was decided, you could create independent agencies to make various kinds of decisions. And there's relatively little controversy over the fact that these agencies may amalgamate, in some sense, the executive and the legislative function. But there is a huge controversy as to whether or not they could include within their purview the judicial function, and do it to the extent that what they then do is they exclude ordinary federal and state courts from trying these particular cases. This has been, in my sense, a total outrage for a large number of years. So, for example, with the SEC, they have a practice of trying all their fraud cases inside themselves, and amazingly, when they do it, they win virtually every case. Oh, and these cases are brought into federal court and tried there, the government success rate goes down very dramatically. The only conclusion you can draw from this is that there's an inherent bias in a system in which the prosecutors appoint the judges, and they tend to appoint them individually case by case, so you don't get the kind of protection you do in a judicial system where the cases are assigned to particular judges by rotation. And I think that this is something which cries out for some sort of relief, that what you must state is that whenever it is that you wish to bring an administrative charge against somebody, you must try it in a neutral forum. It needn't be an Article III court. We have many Article I courts, which are specialized in given areas. But what we cannot do is violate the old Roman principle, which says that nobody's allowed to be a judge in his own court, in his own case. And that includes the SEC, the FTC, the C, whatever agency you want to do it, consumer product, federal constituent, whatever that agency is, it has to find somebody to judge this case before whom they don't appoint and whom they cannot remove. That is the essence of due process. This is a principle which has been around for thousands of years, quite literally, and there's no excuse in a modern administrative state to amalgamate all three functions in the same agency, whether it's an independent agency or an executive branch agency, doesn't matter. The judiciary has to be separated out. And the cases have to be tried before somebody who's neither friend nor foe, which is not what's happening today.
All right. This is to be argued before a court that we know very well. And you've spoken carefully about these judges, mm-hmm. 6 called conservative, 3 called not conservative, the left side, the right side. Do you have a summary of what you can expect? This is oral argument, so the decision won't be till the new year.
I cannot believe that this is an issue that should divide people along liberal and conservative lines. Procedural due process is one of these virtues, like the rule of law, which seems to appeal to everybody. If there were a doubtful case as to whether this was or was not a violation of the rule of law, then maybe you could have some argument. But trying a case before yourself is such a fundamental violation, it's hard to see why anybody would come out in favor of it. The really sad point here is that the Supreme Court had at least 2 earlier cases, the Lucia case having to do with the SEC and securities law, and the oil states case having to do with patent stuff, where they ducked this particular issue. I don't think they're ducking it anymore. And my view is that if they are consistent with their rule of law tradition, they have to strike this down. And I cannot see why it is that anybody who's on the liberal side would disagree on this particular issue about the necessity to get rid of bias and to create an independent forum. So I would hope and think that it should be 9-0.
9-0. Well, that's a fair
prediction. Maybe 10-0 because it's that easy. Throwing an extra judge.
The case is Axon versus Federal Trade Commission to be heard on Monday, the 7th of November, 2022, by the Supreme Court. Richard Epstein is of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.